Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not going to ask for a donation. Don't worry about that. May I speak with Robert LaFontaine?
Speaking.
Great. Thank you. I need to know if you're registered to vote in Fresno County, please.
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Next question I have for you. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you're not going to vote?
Almost certain.
Most certain, okay. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Almost certain, probably 50-50, or you think you're not going to do it?
Almost certain.
Almost certain, too. Okay, thank you. In what year were you born, please?
1948.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No, okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be a white, African-American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial, or something I haven't mentioned?
White.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you think they have gotten off on the wrong track?
They've gotten off to the wrong track.
The wrong track, okay. I'm going to read you a list of concerns many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Here's the list. Water policy, public safety and crime, parental rights and education, housing affordability, homelessness, jobs and wages, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, inflation and cost of living.
Housing affordability.
Housing affordability. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one. The options are very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable. And also, if you have no opinion or haven't heard of them, you can tell me that too. Starting with Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Okay. Gavin Newsom.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Steve Brandow.
No opinion.
No opinion. Paul Diktos.
No opinion.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Is there a minus 25?
Well, we have somewhat unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Gotcha. Gary Bredefeld.
No opinion.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and candidates were Dion Bordes, Steve Brandow, County Supervisor and Businessman, Paul Diktos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Gary Bredefeld, Businessman and City Council Member, and Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote?
Let me put it this way. Since the ballot initiatives have changed and such, we no longer get to choose party. Anybody that's not a Democrat, I will not vote for. I don't know how you want to put that into your survey, but I will only vote for Democrats.
Okay. Yeah, I actually need to hear from you a name so I can select that.
I can't tell you because I don't know what party those people are affiliated with. I haven't
done
my research yet.
Not a problem. If the election were held today and you had to decide right now, this is just a follow-up question. You can give me the same answer. It's no problem. Again, if you had to choose today, which candidate would you lean towards? Dion Bordes, Steve Brandau, Paul Diktos, Gary Bredefell, or Bryce Herrera?
Again, same answer. Anybody?
Same answer.
Democrat?
No. No yeah. problem. How would you rate
it's
the
really
job?
Sad, it's really sad that we, you know, that opinion polls can't ask us anymore about party affiliation and party commitment. I mean, what the hell happened? We can't commit. You know, people want us to commit to Donald Trump, but they don't want to tell us who's a Democrat. I don't get that anymore. You know, until about 10 years ago, it was never that way. But it's been that way ever since California changed the primary situation.
I got you. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have more information as to which party these people belong to. But I'm certainly grateful that you're doing the survey with me. Thank you. So, moving on, how would you rate a job being done by Gary Bredefell as a Fresno County Council member? Would you say it's excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Again, I don't know because I don't keep up with how they vote.
Okay. No problem. How would you rate a job being done by Steve Brandau as county supervisor? Excellent, good, fair, or poor? Same answer?
Same answer.
Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County supervisor. Again, no specific candidate, just the candidate, right? For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate based on the description. The first one, a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees. Do you feel you're much more likely to vote for someone like this, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Somewhat more.
Okay. Next description, a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Very likely.
Okay. A candidate who is 80 years old.
Somewhat. That's a tough question. Because
somewhat more or somewhat less?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less, okay. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
Somewhat less.
Okay. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Somewhat more.
Okay. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
A lot less.
A lot less, okay.
Whatever that option would be.
Yeah. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
A lot less.
Okay. A candidate who is a Democrat.
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more. Okay. We're halfway done. Actually, more than that, 70% complete. Thank you very much for your time.
Are there any questions in there about PG&E? Because if there aren't, there should be.
I don't think so. Let's find out. Right now I'm going to read you statements about the three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each statement, please tell me if there's a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance that you would vote for this candidate. Here's the first statement about the first candidate. Steve Brandau currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lowered taxes. Brandau has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandau is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he'll continue to protect our families and quality of life. So remember, is there a good chance, fair chance, small chance, no chance that you would vote for this candidate, Steve Brandau?
No chance.
No chance. Okay. Well, apparently we're talking about their party affiliation. That's a good thing. They'll give you more information. Here's the next one. Gary Bredefell currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He's running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefell will fight for honesty, transparency in government, and he'll ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. Is there a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance?
No chance.
No chance. yet.
Let me put it this way to make it easier on you, because I know you've got other people to call. Anybody that comes up as a MAGA Republican or a Republican in any effort, there is no chance I will vote for them. So instead of reading all those options off to me, if any of them are Republicans, you could just choose no option as my response.
Gotcha. I understand. I still have to read them, though, for quality purposes. But
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. Here's the next one. It says, Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He's running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. Is there a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance that you will vote for him?
There's a good chance.
Sorry, can you repeat it one more time?
There's a good chance.
Good chance. Okay, thank you. So after hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were Dion Bordes, Steve Brandow, County Supervisor and Businessman, Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Gary Bredefeld, Businessman and City Council Member, and Bryce Herrera, for whom would you vote?
Paul Dictos.
Okay. Thanks. These are the last questions, just for statistical purposes. So generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
Is that a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I'm liberal.
Somewhat or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat. Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, please?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's, okay. Do you currently own your home, rent your home, or do you live with friends and family?
I currently rent.
Rent. Very well. The survey has been completed. Thank you very much for your participation. I hope you have a great rest of your night.
I will. You do the same. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for helping me out. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye.